Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Few things I've learned up there as well.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to.
Easy.
We're going to go straight to cowboy poetry.
Oh, yes, let's.
Let's do that. Yeah, the Dean of Cowboy Poets, the late Baxter Black, is riding along with us this week, and he is shooing pig eye.
Just count me out, said Wilford, as he lay there in the dirt, a shoeing rasp behind his ear, a hoof print on his shirt. I'll handle this, said Freddy. You just get out of the way. This sorry bag of buzzard bait has met his match today. Well, the horse weren't much to look at, just the kind of trader'd buy, but you knew that he was trouble when you looked him in the eye. It was small and mean and glittered, as deep as Jacob's well, like looking down the smokestack of the furnace room in hell. Freddy grabbed a set of nippers and bent to grab a hoof.
Pig Eye has firmly planted his imaginary hind foot in Freddy's midsection, driving him backwards across the stage.
Oh! When he woke up, his shoe and shafts were dangling from the roof. His shirt tail hung in tatters, and his watch had come unwound. And the nipper's orbit finally peaked. They clattered to the ground. Go get a twitch. Then, Freddy, I'm about to clean his clock. He tied a rope around his neck and fished it past the hawk and then pulled back on the sideline to instill a little fear. When Pig Eye bit a good-sized chunk from Wilford's offside ear. He tangled in the sideline and tried to navigate whilst dragging round the horse corral like alligator bait. Freddy tried to stop this trolling with a loop around the head. And it might have worked if Freddy'd only roped the horse. Instead, but of course he caught poor Wilford, who left a funny track, sort of like an oil slick when Freddy jerked the slack. Well, by now the boys were testy, tired of this travail. They figured they'd be done by noon, but they'd not drove a nail. Go get the boss's Humvee. We'll winch him to a post. Well, they got the cayuse necked up tight and set to work almost, because the halter broke and Pig Eye walked the length of Freddy's back. They rolled beneath the axle like two levers in a sack. Freddy heard the sound of gunfire, like 1,000 amplifiers. I got the sucker pinned down, Fred. I shot out all the tires. Well, it was dark when Wilford stood up and laid his hammer down. A gross a crooked horseshoe nails were scattered all around. Place looked like a cross between the tomb of General Grant and a puffy chow explosion at the Alpo dog food plant. Wilford couldn't move his elbow, but he grinned and proudly said, "Oh, pard, we done a good day's work." To what was left of Fred. Freddy crawled out of the wreckage and staggered to one knee. "What say we wait till morning to put on the other three?"
Yes, sir, Bob. Let's wait till tomorrow to nail on the other three. I'm with you there, Brother Bax.
Well, you know, that was written before you were we were buying nails by the pound.
Right.
Back then.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And not by the count.
Not by the count.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
There's a gross of nails.
And you and I have lamented about that.
Oh, have we ever?
Yeah,
yes.
Man. Yeah. We probably beat that dead horse. But guess we had not to go on with that.
Yeah.
All right. Things I have learned from my farrier.
Yes.
Either stand really close or really far away. Right?
Absolutely.
You know, and that's,
yeah, don't let that momentum get going.
That's good information in a fist fight, too.
Oh, man. Right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a sweet spot there.
Yeah.
Where the horse has a really good shot at you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So as a farrier, you learn to either stand extremely close or extremely far away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And I like the far away one myself.
Well, that's better.
Yeah.
Because even up close, they can move away. They can move away from you and then get you into that sweet spot.
Yeah, that reminds me of when Seth was trimming that mule.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
This old mule, he was on an onside front.
Yeah.
And he was a nipping away and nothing was really happening, but all of a sudden this old mule cow kicked him with the onside hind.
Right.
Took the brim of his hat and knocked his hat off.
Come close to knocking him in the head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he looked up at me. Never said a word, walked over, sat on the tailgate, and never touched another hoof.
Put the tools down.
So they can cow kick you on the same size you're on.
A mule can. A mule can, absolutely. Yes. I've never seen a horse do it.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
No, but a mule.
But a mule can reach up and scratch you with his...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he missed you...
Yeah.
He wanted to.
It was on purpose.
Yes.
If
this is a warning shot.
If he did not hit you, it was a shot across the bow.
Hey, pay attention.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's a true statement there, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that we can learn from farriers, especially. I got a whole list of them here, but we're getting to the point where we need to end the show.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's a true statement.
Are we going to have a number two?
Might have to.
Yeah.
But, hey, Luke Reed's riding along with us. Every horse I've ever known.
On the road to Spanish Fort, I'd always see him. Every time that I rode into town. And I tipped my hat as I rode past the old man. Until one day he asked me to step down. He said, "I can see that you're a caballero." As I was in times long ago. So let's talk a while and maybe I might tell you the truth of every horse I ever rode. Every horse is born of the same spirit. It's the hands of man that make his blood run cold. And to win his heart and soul, you must make him your amigo. That's the truth of every horse I ever rode. Thank you. spend my free time with him and listen as he talked of bygone days, bringing Spanish ponies across the Rio and the Bravo Mustang with his ancient ways. It's so easy taking simple words for granted. I'm hung on to his stories like pure gold. In time I came to understand their meaning and the truth of every horse I ever rode. Every horse is born of the same spirit. It's the hands of man that make his blood run cold. And to win his heart and soul, you must make him your amigo. That's the truth of every horse I ever rode. In his heart and soul, you must make him your amigo. That's the truth of every horse I ever rode.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
I know, we still have plenty. Go ahead.
I don't remember who the cowboy was, but he's trying to get shoes on his horse, and the horse was just dancing around, causing all kinds of problems.
Right.
And the sweat was just rolling off this old cowboy.
Sure.
He says, you no good for nothing. Called the horse by name.
Yep.
No good for nothing. If you don't stand still, I'm gonna pull your shoes and run you up and down the highway until your feet hurt. Well, that's what he did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Pulled the shoes off.
Pulled the shoes off and run him up and down the highway until his feet hurt and went back and put shoes on.
I'll be darned. Well, for heaven's sakes. You know, shoeing a horse once is plenty for me. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put the shoes on, pull them off,
right,
and then put them back on. But holy cow, that's funny. That's good. I guess another thing I learned from my farrier mentors is not to make it my first source of income.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Or only source of income.
Yeah,
because you get old fast.
Oh boy,
I got to be
honest
with you, right?
Yeah, yeah, it takes its toll pretty quick.
It does. I think one thing I learned from nephew Sam is when you first learn how to shoe, start using a hoof jack.
Yes. Learn how to use that thing. It is a backstop.
Just right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put a hoof between your knees.
Yeah.
Start with a hoof jack.
That's right.
And learn how to use it.
Yeah, because it takes some learning. It's a technique.
Old dogs, new tricks. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I've watched him and I've tried, but no.
I can't.
Can't do it.
I can on a hind, but I can't on a front.
Right.
Nabbit. And I watch Sam and he's so dang good at it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good stuff.
Right, yeah. Well, another thing you learn from your farrier is to be on time.
Be on
time. Yeah. Early is on time. On time is late. Late is unacceptable.
Right.
There you go.
There you have it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You know what we're doing next? Hey, folks will want to stay tuned for next week, won't they? What are we doing?
Oh, that lights my fire.
That lights my fire. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coffee and milk cow.
Oh, I learned that one from her.
Not from my farrier,
no.